Today from the Ohio Newsroom, celebrating Mansfield's place in movie history.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, now accepting applications for fall entry for several online graduate management programs, including business administration, human services administration, and nonprofit management. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. When the film Shawshank Redemption first hit theaters, it was a box office flop. But thanks to the Stephen King adaptation's iconic scenes and memorable lines, it's now a classic and IMDb's number one movie of all time.
These walls are funny. First you hate them, then you get used to them. Enough time passes, you get so you depend on them.
This year marks the 30th anniversary of the film's release. And it's so beloved that even decades later, it still attracts more than 100,000 visitors each year to the north central Ohio city where it was filmed, Mansfield. Lee Tassif is the president of Destination Mansfield. Hi, Lee.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. So this movie, you know, transformed Mansfield into a sort of mecca for some moviegoers. And what was once an abandoned prison transformed into a tourist attraction. So how did Ohio become a part of this famous picture?
I got a call from the executive producer who said, hey, your prison fits what we want. If you can find us a warehouse to build prison sets in, we will bring you the movie. So imagine that phone call. And the next day he flew in and they said, next week, you're going to meet my location manager and he'll get things started that fast.
Oh my gosh, what a total like whirlwind of events. Since then, you've created a map of some of the movie's more memorable moments. You know, the hotel where Brooke stays at, or the pawn shop window Red peers through. And of course, the prison itself, Ohio State Reformatory, where Andy Dufresne is locked up.
I guess it comes down to a simple choice, really. Get busy living, or get busy dying.
Why do you think there is still this much tourist attention for a 30-year-old movie?
Because people connected with it. We didn't know it was resonating with people until people started randomly showing up in town at our office from all over the world wanting to see the Shawshank prison. The interest was there. We didn't have to build it, create it, invent it. They already had the interest in the movie and wanting for people. We've identified through research on some special events that this is a pilgrimage for the Shawshank super fans.
Yeah. Hope and redemption are at the heart of the movie, which are things Mansfield was kind of in need of before Shawshank. Businesses were closing, the population declining. So how has this movie changed the way the Rust Belt town sees itself?
You're right. There's a lot of the themes do kind of match up with Mansfield. Mansfield had a low point and was on its way up slowly, which kind of mirrors the enthusiasm for the movie, if you will. And they kind of grew up at the same time. Although the one thing the prison does is give us a name recognition that within one question, no matter who you meet, where you meet them, doesn't matter the circumstances, you ask them, do you know the movie Shawshank? And 99.9% of the people light up and say, yeah, I love that movie.
That's Lee Tassif, president of Destination Mansfield. Thank you, Lee.
Sure, happy to talk about Shawshank.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.